Hai guys, kembali lagi di episode terbaru dari When We Talk About. Di sini ada host kalian, Vanessa dan juga Erwin. On this week episode, we will talk about something interesting ya, Win ya. Apalagi sekarang itu kita udah lama banget di masa-masa pandemi, udah berbeda banget how we actually do things, buy things, right, and sell things in this digital era yang istilahnya benar-benar terpengaruh banget dari segi COVID-19 ya, Erwin ya.
Betul, betul.
So, I think it's more into like, it's very interesting, it has been a year, gitu. Di sini, makin banyak banget orang-orang itu shifting. Not only like to do online shopping, but also like how to do more creative way in acquiring like customers through digital channel dan juga yang benar-benar on screen banget. Apalagi sekarang itu kalau misalnya kita masih dalam masa-masa pandemi, ini susah banget untuk ketemu teman, keluarga gitu ya. Apalagi ketemu customer ya nggak Win? Makanya sekarang lagi ngehat banget yang namanya ini digital marketing yang istilahnya reinvent our ways to actually market and approach our customer. So, what's actually this about, Erwin?
Yes, mungkin before we go forward about talking about digital marketing ya, let's talk about performance marketing in general gitu. When we talk about performance marketing, meaning any marketing activities that results directly into the business performance gitu. Now, when talking about performance marketing, me personally feel like there's a lot of misconceptions yang akhirnya ngebikin orang tuh, I think there's a lot of dilemma, you know, there's a lot of dilemma and a lot of misconception going on around between offline versus online marketing, right? So let's talk about the misconception gitu, because for me startups, tech startups especially, traditionally, tech startups feel like digital marketing are usually way better than traditional marketing, meaning the traditional channels such as billboard, TV, especially terrestrial TV, you know, or other out-of-home marketing channels lah gitu, yang akhirnya conception-nya itu adalah udah mau ditinggalin gitu. Padahal sebenarnya for me it's kind of like a misconception gitu, karena it probably goes down into two variables, Van. First one is attribution, kedua itu measurement, right? These two factors yang akhirnya selama ini menjadi pain point ketika marketer or the marketing team in any company are doing traditional channels gitu. Karena if when you talk about billboards, when you talk about other out of home marketing activities gitu, it's very hard for them to attribute the performance to one particular area atau to one particular campaign in that manner gitu. And it's also very hard for them juga buat measure the impact of that kind of advertisement gitu to their businesses. So because of a lack of way untuk melakukan attribution juga measurement ini, akhirnya this tech startups ini yang sekarang baru muncul, you know, the feeling is always okay, you know what, let's just focus more on digital marketing, on digital channels, on social medias, on search engine optimization, search engine marketing. Kenapa? Karena lebih gampang buat di attribute dan lebih gampang buat di measure gitu. Nah, kenapa ini for me it's a misconception? Karena when you think about a big brand kayak let's say Nike gitu, or maybe even Coca-Cola gitu, yang emang purely a brand driven business, I mean Coca-Cola has built their brands for, you know, puluhan tahun gitu, mereka udah building their brands gitu kan. So since they've been building their brands for that amount of time, for decades, it's very impossible buat mereka to attribute the sales of their product into one particular campaign, menurut gua gitu. Kayak meskipun mereka sure mereka bisa tracking data clicks, bisa tracking data conversion dari misalkan mereka ngelakuin promotion di on Instagram or on YouTube gitu kan. Tapi still, I think it's the result of decades of branding building gitu loh. Dan jadi, talking about digital marketing ya, in my opinion, sure, it's more easier buat di attribute, is easier to measure, Tapi I don't think kayak digital marketing only is enough for any brand or any companies right now. Gitu, because that's one for me is one of the biggest misconception. Especially jadi in my opinion ya, any brands should combine both digital and traditional channels gitu, karena it's hard to attribute into one particular campaign gitu, Van. Kayak bayangin ya, misalkan let's talk about misalkan let's say kita ngomongin salah satu brand e-commerce gitu. Mungkin aja alasannya Vanessa pakai brand e-commerce itu karena Erwin ngomongin terus-terusan ke Vanessa, "Van, coba deh lu pakai platform e-commerce A gitu." Kenapa? Karena ini bagus banget, Van, gitu kan, berkali-kali gue ngomongin gitu kan, kira Vanessa aware sama brand itu. And then tiba-tiba nih suatu saat Vanessa ngeliat iklannya di YouTube gitu tentang e-commerce A. Akhirnya Vanessa ingat, oh ya, Erwin selalu rekomendasi tentang e-commerce A ini. And then Vanessa click that ads, somehow jadinya buat startup itu performance attribution-nya masuk ke digital channel, padahal mungkin sebenarnya offline channel gitu dari Erwin yang udah ngomongin berkali-kali. Jadi in that sense, that's the biggest misconception in the beginning of this podcast yang I would like to address gitu. What do you think, Van?
Exactly, Win. So I totally agree with your thoughts gitu ya. Apalagi kayak yang tadi lu mention is about word of mouth marketing, which is the most effective marketing kind of like stuff to do. Nah, but what we need to think about is more into like each company will have a different perspective, right? Based on the industry, based on the scale, based on like the stage. For example, like the mature company gitu ya, itu kan lebih banyak misalnya cash flow nih. Mereka juga punya lebih banyak budget in which they can allocate more into like the offline traditional marketing gitu. Misalnya lebih ke arah ATL yang billboard and then lebih ke arah TVC gitu kan. In which yang masih make sense. Tapi how about like the startups gitu? Nah, this is the most interesting things yang kenapa kita bilang digital marketing itu selain daripada pandemi gitu ya, it might be like the way for like the startups to actually excel the business and also the growth. Kenapa gitu kan? Karena dari segi misalnya digital marketing ya, itu enable the startups to actually boost their visibility gitu kan, despite like nggak banyak nih sebenarnya yang istilahnya dari segi budget yang mereka punya. Kemudian juga they can increase the online conversion rates, they reduce their marketing budget, they generate the leads, they increase the sales gitu ya. Nah, terus ini kan dari segi short term, but in terms of like the mid long term, mereka juga develop a brand awareness, they increase the online conversion rates gitu ya. Terus mereka improve customer engagement, influence the purchasing decisions, track their return on investment. Nah, ini nih sebenarnya salah satu yang juga sangat-sangat menarik gitu kan, karena kembali lagi kalau misalnya offline itu you cannot really measure things. And then this turns out gitu kan, kalau misalnya di offline itu memang masih very very difficult for us to measure gitu. Especially walaupun kita tahu misalnya ya, one of the most effective ways to market things is from word of mouth gitu. Nah, apalagi tapi kalau misalnya sekarang lagi masa-masa pandemi nih, maybe via chat kan, mungkin gitu kan. Nah, tapi itu juga lebih ke arah udah benar-benar lebih secara digital gitu. Nah, so kita akan lebih banyak bahas mungkin tidak hanya word of mouth, but a lot of like ways to do like new style of marketing gitu ya, in which yang we call like digital marketing. Nah, tapi one of the key facts ya, yang maybe I'll tell like the listeners juga gitu. So in a recent survey from CB Insights found that 70% of startups failed because they did not market correctly. So digital marketing has to be done as soon as the startup is formed. From the beginning, digital marketing needs to be the core part of the startup's business strategy for the business to be successful nih. So karena ini benar-benar ketika startup mau scale up, the most important metrics, the North Star metric is about customer. So how about like to acquire customer, develop the leads, and convert the leads into sales. Nah, makanya kenapa mungkin hype-nya digital marketing itu akan lebih essential if you are talking about startups nih, Win, compared to like for example like the mature big companies or big tech giants gitu. Although that also one of their core strategy in engaging the mid long term strategy gitu sih, kurang lebih seperti itu. So Erwin, so by being involving like with the startup worlds gitu ya, so how do you think nih in terms of like the online versus offline and how to combine both approaches gitu?
in my opinion, it never should it should never be a strategy buat only focus on one particular channel gitu. Of course it depends on a lot of factor ya, Van, kayak siapa sih target customer-nya tuh siapa gitu kan, dan mereka behavior-nya what are they doing gitu kan. Tapi in my opinion, people, you know, startup should still combine both online and offline gitu, karena tadi kayak yang gue bilang gitu, meskipun yes online itu more more attributed gitu dan more measurable, tapi tetap juga banyak juga nih sebenarnya impact dari offline marketing yang sebenarnya bakalan bakalan ngedrive growth, bakalan ngedrive user acquisition gitu. So meskipun emang budgetnya untuk online tuh bisa dibilang quote unquote sedikit lebih murah gitu ya. Mungkin sebenarnya bukan lebih murah lah, karena in my opinion if you focus on online marketing gitu, it's easier for you to be responsible of the cost. It's easier for you to present the cost to your CFO or to your financial manager to show, okay, hey, this is the amount of budget we spend and this is the kind of return that we get. It's easier to say it like that. Tapi when you talk about the long-term impact, I don't think any startup itu should only focus on online marketing only. Because when you talk about marketing ya, as a function and as a driver of growth, sebenarnya there is always a delayed effect, you know, of doing a marketing campaign sebenarnya. Kayak like I said lah, mungkin brands, big brands kayak Nike gitu yang udah building their brand for like 40 years or so, itu I mean again they spend like that 40 years gitu buat akhirnya building their kind of brand and awareness, and of course there's a delayed result dari sana yang akhirnya kenapa on this 21st century Nike is always the top of mind brand when you talk about sporting brand gitu. It's the same thing sebenarnya for any startup gitu loh, in my opinion. To give the audience kayak a quick example, there is this one e-commerce brand yang warnanya hijau gitu kan, yang emang very heavily doing their marketing, their online marketing campaign gitu, like for instance on YouTube, on Instagram gitu. Tapi even for me as a user, one of the biggest driver of awareness itu ketika mereka ngelakuin offline marketing dengan hiring this one Korean K-pop band dan juga masang iklannya itu not in online channel tapi actually di bioskop. Nah, akhirnya ketika karena berkali-kali nonton bioskop tuh ngelihat iklannya brand e-commerce yang warna hijau ini, ketika gue mau belanja itu akhirnya kepikiran juga gitu, oh ya, mendingan sama yang hijau aja deh gitu, karena dari kemarin tuh keputarnya yang hijau-hijau itu mulu gitu. Sedangkan compared to saingannya hijau yang warna orange gitu ya, yang mungkin mereka nggak seagresif itu ngelakuin offline marketing, akhirnya for me I choose the one yang warna hijau gitu, karena then it hits me on two different fronts gitu. Offline channel iya, online channel juga iya gitu. Jadi in my opinion, the way to approach it is to do both channels at the end of the day. Cuman emang for early stage startup, early stage startup should be more careful in how they spend the money on offline marketing lah gitu. Meskipun sekarang kayak I'm seeing some examples kayak, jadi kalau di Indonesia kan ada contohnya nih, kalau contoh fintech startup gitu ya kan, ada yang stock investment apps lah gitu. Nah, ada one stock investment apps yang warna biru, by the way, yang akhirnya mulai fokus buat ngelakuin offline marketing juga. And it's starting to be more prevalent di Central Jakarta area lah gitu. Dan akhirnya itu yang ngedrive juga, talking from like, at least from the perspective of some of my friends, itu akhirnya they prefer to use that app karena let me rephrase that. Mereka lebih aware sama that app yang warna biru compared to the other app simply because mereka punya offline activation juga. Gitu. So in my opinion, it should be like both ways. Gitu, Fan.
Interesting.
So I don't know what's your take on it, Fan?
Nah, tapi ini menarik juga nih, Win. Because it can differ based on the industry, based on the scale yang tadi aku cerita gitu kan. Nah, terus ketika you mentioned about like the merek hijau dan merek orange, this is very very interesting. Ternyata tuh ya di tahun ini yang merek orange itu MAU-nya ya, monthly active users-nya itu 3 times the users of the green brand. Nah, ini juga makanya nih, ini apakah mungkin karena masa pandemi? Nah, ini juga another thinking ya, karena as you mentioned gitu, yang online lebih gencar melakukan digital marketing gitu kan. Saya compare to like the green one nih. Tapi mungkin dari segi base ya, karena kan istilahnya dari segi reputasi brand hijau kan sebenarnya udah dibangun nggak cuma dari this year aja kan. Nah, tapi the interesting trend adalah triple nih, triple MAU untuk yang si brand orange. Nah, mungkin lebih menarik lagi kalau misalnya kita tadi udah cerita tentang lebih banyak tentang digital marketing, tentang offline marketing, tapi sebenarnya what's this types of marketing gitu ya? Mungkin banyak nih listeners kita yang masih istilahnya bingung-bingung gitu kan. Nah, for me is fairly easy. Sekarang juga udah banyak banget digital marketing tools dan juga untuk yang offline channel juga semakin banyak dikembangkan gitu kan, seperti Nelpatel, like, and then Semrush, Hootsuite, right? And then, nah, tapi untuk yang paling dekat dengan kita itu pasti search dan juga social media, right? So, mungkin kalau misalnya gue bisa bilang dari segi how to market things ya, in this era gitu, itu mungkin satu, pasti yang paling penting adalah social media marketing platform gitu. Nah, kemudian juga yang lagi booming itu influencer marketing. Nah, ada juga kalau lebih tradisional, itu namanya email marketing gitu kan. Juga content marketing. Ini makanya banyak sekali media-media yang kita advertorial itu juga masih booming sih sebenarnya. Ada juga SEO, right? SEO, SEM. And then we have PPC yang sebenarnya yang paling murah, bisa dibilang gitu, dan juga yang paling bisa di-track in terms of like the ads. Kalau misalnya muncul nih teman-teman nih gitu kan, istilahnya particular brand to do like acquisition gitu. Nah, ada juga yang namanya affiliate marketing. Nah, selain daripada ini, kalau lebih tradisional mungkin lebih ke arah ATL, ATL and BTL gitu. Bedanya apa gitu kan? Above the line and also like, kalau misalnya ATL itu berarti kan lebih banyak TVC nih. Mungkin sekarang kalau masa pandemi TVC masih bisa sih, tapi this really requires like a lot of like capital. Nah, yang sekarang susah itu BTL win sebenarnya, yang istilahnya di event-event nih gitu, yang nggak bisa ada ketemu-ketemu banyak masa gitu kan. Nah, ini sebenarnya juga yang paling efektif for us brand misalnya gitu ya, to acquire a new leads gitu. Nah, tapi sekarang kan masa pandemi nih. So, what do you think, Win? When you still think that it should be the combination of like online, offline, integrated marketing gitu kan, tapi how to maneuver through this pandemic period gitu.
In my opinion, Evan, tadi kan you mentioned about MAU dari apa namanya dua brand e-commerce yang beda itu. Sebenarnya it's very hard loh buat address. Again, it's very hard buat address gitu. Sebenarnya attribution-nya tuh masuk ke mana gitu loh, masuk ke channel yang mana. Karena in my opinion tuh the CAC, the customer acquisition cost, should be spread in both ways gitu loh. Gak bisa cuman kayak di attribute, oh ini karena satu lebih banyak fokus di online, satu lagi fokus ke dua-duanya, itu agak susah juga. Karena nih sebenarnya ada satu faktor lagi ketika ngomongin about digital marketing atau even offline marketing gitu ya, which is incentivized behavior gitu. Itu something yang mungkin kita tadi belum sempat touch point juga. Kayak this kind of incentivized behavior, sebenarnya kita kan cukup cukup bisa aware juga gitu bahwa emang brand e-commerce yang warna orange itu lately they've been burning more money, they've been giving out more promotion gitu compared to the one yang warna hijau. Then that actually plays a lot of effect juga gitu ke performance marketing yang mereka, ke conversion masuk ke dalam MAU gitu. Nah, in that sense sebenarnya if we want to talk on ini sebenarnya ada two ways nih ya, to talk about this the apa namanya the metrics of tracking marketing gitu. If we can either talk only about conversion, right? In terms of quantity of conversion, berapa banyak yang akhirnya ke-convert, jadi ternyata outputnya MAU-nya lebih besar yang mana. Or, sebenarnya Afan, satu angle lagi, kita bisa ngomong tentang how big is the CAC. So, one is talking about efficiency, one is talking about effectiveness. Iya kan? When you talk about efficiency, that means bisa jadi ya, ini again, I'm not speaking on behalf of any of them, karena I'm not part of those two company juga gitu. Tapi my assumption itu bisa jadi, sebenarnya yang MAU-nya monthly active users lebih kecil, sebenarnya cost customer acquisition cost-nya on average lebih kecil juga gitu. So if you want to talk about that conversion on the P&L, on the profit and loss in terms of gross margin atau gross profit, bisa jadi ya, bisa jadi karena ngelakuin dua channels atau tiga channels at the same time tapi not so much incentivizing a purchase behavior, bisa jadi sebenarnya lebih lebih efisien gitu karena CAC-nya lebih rendah. Nah, kalau talking about tadi doing the BTL kind of marketing yang akhirnya masuk ke event-event, I think in my opinion ya ada banyak sekarang cara buat ngakalinnya gitu sih. Yang sebenarnya bisa building community juga. Cuman emang channelnya jadi semuanya mostly ke online channel sih gitu. Jadi of course we've been talking about Clubhouse, we've been talking about you know Zoom sebelumnya juga. Those are some of the tools yang sebenarnya brands tuh bisa pakai, startups bisa pakai untuk build their community and do the you know BTL channels buat buat ngelakuin marketing gitu. Cuman emang these days for brands buat ngebuka let's say a booth atau untuk paying an event to be to have an offline presence agak-agak unwise karena of course people have limited movement gitu. Apa namanya selama masa pandemic itu gitu sih Van, in my opinion.
Really agree with the opinion, Win. Jadi, I think in terms of like the conclusion gitu ya of our talks today, like it's more into like when you are a startup or when you are like a company gitu kan. Just try to navigate what's your customer wants, how to actually approach them gitu kan. What's the best way to actually approach them? What's the most efficient way to approach them? Ya enggak? Dan actually not to only acquire but also retain them in a mid long term gitu. Nah, combination-nya pasti bisa offline, bisa online gitu. But as we are navigating towards this uncertainty of like the pandemics, kita nggak pernah tahu PPKM gitu ya, itu bisa redanya kapan. Maybe the wiser move to start is like to know better the ways, ya, the more creative ways of digital marketing in approaching the customer. But we should not forget the importance of like the offline marketing juga gitu kan. So once like the PPKM selesai gitu, ini scaling up-nya bisa both ways, both like the online and also like the offline. So you generate a better leads and also like more quality leads. So I think this is like the end of our talks today. So di sini ada host kalian, Vanessa dan juga Erwin. See you in our next podcast.